Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This event is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal event. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvilleart.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ.
KC2MBU.
WA2U.
Okay, there's three. We'll start at the top with KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. And I heard Ray in there, everybody else on the side, if there's somebody I didn't hear. Well, it wasn't too bad a day today. It was kind of cloudy and sunny at various times. We ended up the other day with a, yesterday with a 8.5, exactly an inch and a half of rain, which is not as much as a lot of places got around us here, so we were kind of lucky on that. And today it stayed in the 40s, low 50s I should say. Right now we're 48.9. Yeah, that's about it from down in the Liverpool area. 73's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, yeah, sounds like you got off easy there. I know we got more rain than that, at least up by camp anyway. Boy, you look up at the Black River and all the, you know, the wood hole and all that, and boy, they're all just racing, and more than they did it with the spring melt, so they definitely got quite a bit of rain up there. We got quite a bit here, too. At some point, it was raining real hard. But, all right. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. KC2 in the UA. What's going on tonight?
46 degrees up here, and enjoy the sunshine. No bugs. It's a good day for working outside. Not too cold. But looking forward to another nice day tomorrow. Over.
Okay, Ray. We were up in the camp today, and boy, we had some bugs up there like you wouldn't believe. But we managed to get a bunch of wood cut anyway. But they were getting vicious there towards the end. I couldn't wait to get out of there. But, by the way, I finally took the batteries out of the cabinet there and checked the electrolyte levels, and they were pretty much right where they should be. One of them was just a hair low, and I was almost too worried that I overfilled it, but it was all right. And I was surprised because I haven't really added any water to them in over 2 years, so I guess that charge controller really must be working well. So, all right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there on the hill, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, WA2 all is quiet at the moment. Music will be going on later. A few beverages. Good evening to Jack and Ray and whoever else is out there listening. Fine on cutting the wood. Usually that keeps everything away. I have a tendency to mix things a little rich, so it's not a smudge pot, but anyways, they don't seem to like that. The smell of the exhaust or whatever. Didn't do any wood cutting today, but we got a burning barrel and got rid of some of our, we call call it recycling, but shredding, I guess. Did about 3 years of that. Had a friend come over and no-till the area here, so Kathy went out and put some potatoes in, about 20 by 20, and then I'm going to put a fence around it, try to keep the bunny rabbits out, but we'll see how that all goes. Worked on a few projects, put some, emptied out a couple more bins today. Put all the band, our concert shirts away. Boy, had about quite a pile of those. It took a while to do that. Put them on hangers, so. But it was a beautiful day outside. Absolutely gorgeous. So, a little cool. It's about 38, 39 degrees, if I can believe the thermometer. So, I might be tempted to go out and get a couple sticks of wood. I started a fire last night, you know, just to take the chill off in the stove, and then I might do that again tonight. It's about 60-some-odd degrees inside here, so. Jock, we'll turn it back over to you and get ready for the evening here, get our playlist together, and get a glass of chilled, and all is good. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John. Yeah, the, when I had the chainsaw going, they weren't too bad. They were still fighting us. And, even with the, we had the wood spoiler going, I was sitting right next to the exhaust and just to try to keep them off me, and, you know, it worked a little bit, but they were still right in your face. And I had myself sprayed head to toe with DEET, and that wasn't doing much good either, so it was just, you know, what do you got to do? That's the time of year these little ones come out like that, and they don't last very long usually, though, so, but, yeah, and I hear you on the concert shirts. I stopped getting shirts on every concert. I just collect the tickets. I have them in like an old, I keep them in like the old photo album, scrapbook kind of thing like that. And I've lost a few of them over the years, but I keep trying to add to it whenever I can. But, okay, John, thanks for checking in, and you guys have a good evening there, and I hope the music sounds good tonight. Hi, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for checking.
This is KC2YXN. Good evening.
KC2YXN, Kathy, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, KC2YXN here. Good evening, Jeff, and all the other folks who are checked in. Doing good. Planted about 70 seed potatoes today. Very excited about that. A good friend of ours came over and rototilled a whole bunch, and I set the little seedlings in there, and hopefully we'll be having potatoes in about 6 months. So that's about it. We're enjoying our dinner here. So I'll send it back to you, KC2YXN.
Okay, Kathy, well, I plan on doing the same thing here this week. Getting the seed potatoes and getting them cut up the night before, and getting them planted. I haven't done any in a couple of years. I didn't have good luck a couple of years ago with my batch, but that was just more a problem with where I put them in the garden, not the area so much, but the was part of the garden that was kind of shaded a little bit, so moving them up this year. But we might get a little frost here tonight, though, so I'm glad I haven't got anything planted that's above ground anyway. Well, thanks, Kathy. Thanks for checking in. You guys have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for checking. Well, for myself, me and the kids, my son's there. We went up to camp this morning, and boy, the dirt road on the way into camp was all covered with branches and trees. It took us probably a good half an hour or so before we could even get to the camp, just constantly pulling branches out of the road. There must have been quite a windstorm going on with that rain yesterday up there at camp, because I've never seen it like that ever. So, I mean, you usually get a tree here and there once in a while, but this was just like it got to the point where I just had the boys walk in front of the truck because we were constantly getting in and out. But, we got a bunch of wood cut up and piled up, and then we got about half of that split, and we had some other projects to do. I got the new solar panels hooked up, and everything seems to be running good up at camp. It's just always a lot of work, always stuff going on up there. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2EIT.
Query WIT.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, you're, you can keep those bugs and mosquitoes up there. That is, I've never had that experience with them in Cottonwood, but if they're that aggressive, there's some I don't even want to know about. is your wood splitter, does it do the horizontal and vertical? Can you pivot it over if you need to?
Negative. It's my cousin's, and they have one down there at their camp. It's right down, you know, a few hundred, you know, well, like 1,000 feet from my camp there. And so they don't seem to get up as often as they'd like. You know, they're out in Vermont, so I told them if they let me to the wood splitter, I would supply them with wood for the hunting season. So but no, it's an old timey one, but it does the trick, and we get it done.
I dream about those wood processors. Those are really, it's nice to watch a lot. Yeah, Mark that came over, he's got we were over to his house the other day, and he was showing me that, and he goes, well, check this out. And you get a big, you know, get a big block, and you just didn't have enough Cheerios that morning. You can pull a pin and the thing goes vertical. They're not all that expensive. I said, boy, that's the way to go. He's able to split a piece of wood. You know, it's not one of those four. I know there's some now that'll do six, but I was just kind of curious. Well, anytime you don't have to use a gold double sledgehammer and a wedge, it's all good. Double sledge to you.
That's true. I'm done doing that kind of stuff. I buy it first before I'm out there swinging a sledge, that's for sure. All right. Thanks, John. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2EIT. All right. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency we're going to use. I'd like to thank Jack, Ray, John, and Kathy for checking in tonight. And say 73 to anyone listening in. This is KD2EIT. Clear.
W2ZXN for the late session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. We're looking for stations up here on the Boonville 655 machine. All stations are welcome. Call now.
This is N2WBX. Good evening. No traffic.
KC2NBU. Good evening. No traffic.
Okay, we have N2WBX and KC2NBU. Thank you both for checking in. Anyone else for Octane this evening? All are welcome. Okay, final call tonight for the 655 machine for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Any stations looking to check in with or without traffic, call now, please. Okay, WBX, NBU, thank you both much for checking in there. Have yourselves a wonderful evening. 73W2ZXN QSY.